This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Reports to the anonymous student reporting system Safe to Tell were up last month. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The latest data show reports increased about 13% when compared to December. The program received more than 1,800 reports last month. Most of the reports were related to suicide threats, bullying, and school complaints. January reports included a person reporting that a student threatened a school shooting. The student is receiving counseling, parents were notified, and disciplinary action was taken. If you're someone in crisis, call 988. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A state grant program is focusing on fixing up homes in southern Colorado. CPR's Dan Boy says it also focuses on expanding training at some colleges.
The goal is to both revitalize rural housing options and train more construction workers for southern Colorado. Both Lamar Community College and Trinidad State Colleges are now expanding their initial programs. In Trinidad's case, a press release says that means adding the training to its Alamosa campus and sending students to work on blighted housing in the San Luis Valley. Pueblo Community College also just got more than $400,000 to start its own program. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
I-70 is closed in both directions through Glenwood Canyon on the state's western slope. A semi-truck has rolled over and is hanging between the two sides of the interstate. CDOT expects an extended closure. Meanwhile, Denver International Airport had more delays and cancellations today. There have been more than 400 delays with 150 flights canceled. This is CPR News.